welcome y'all to Blacker the Berry. I am Dean. Across from me, the virtual world, the virtual screen, that is the Madman Los. What it do, player?
What's going on, people?
And listen here, folks. We do cool things, you know. We've had cool people on.
Yeah.
You know, you've even seen this brother with Los, you know, on the Hump Day highlights.
Hump Day. You know
what I'm saying? Hump Day, Hump Day, Hump Day. You've seen this brother.
We'll get onto that.
But I don't think the people ever really met the man as he currently is. And what I mean currently is this guy happens to be a motherfucking WWE superstar. Yeah, I said it. I'm sorry, Trent. Oh. Cursing immediately. Apologize. I do. But I'm excited here, baby. Because we happen to have a 6'5", 400-pound happy monster. Could be a mad monster. Depends on which way you kind of catch him in that ring. Hailing out of good old motherfucking Corum, New York. Playing out at Longwood High School. He decided that he was going to go ahead and continue that football career at Syracuse University. Go ahead and became an Orange Man. And then he decided to bring all of his reckoning.
Mm.
Not some, not a quarter, not 75%. I sent all of his reckoning into the WWE universe.
Yes.
His parents may have named him one thing, but don't you dare call a man that. His name now, last time I checked, is Odyssey Jones, baby. What it do?
Hey, Dean. You give a hell of an intro, man.
I appreciate you, baby.
Damn, brother.
Got me chilled up. I'm about to run to the head.
Damn, I might have to get you on tour with me.
Whatever you need.
Be the Black Paul Heyman.
You need, son.
The champ, does not like to do that.
Listen, we could go ahead and do that, but I have to have a question though, because in your introduction, you know, the people heard that you played fucking college football, and yeah, people who listen to Black and Bear, they know Los. Yeah, you know, me and Los, we played college football. That was cute. No, he played like the college football. He played the shit that was on television. He played the men who went to the league. He played with men who went to the league.
We did.
So with that means that your facility had to be on a whole nother fucking level. I'm gonna give a shout out to my man Saeed for this specific question. How does that Syracuse facility compare to the WWE Performance Center?
Ooh, that's a good question. Well, I'll say this. The Performance Center and how it is at the moment is kind of new. It's kind of haven't really hit this point. When I say that point, I mean more of the development, of the all-around development. Prior years, WWE was focusing mainly in-ring, which is great, but, you know, there's a whole another aspect of that. Strength and conditioning outside the ring, you know, nutritionists and things like that. And we're slowly getting there. But I'd have to say Syracuse was better because of what it had at the moment, because they had more time to kind of build it how they need it.
WWE
is on the way. They're getting everything together with the medical room, with the training room, having multiple facilities and places to work out. So I don't think it's going to be long until I'm switching my answer and going with WWE, though.
Respect it. Fucking respect it. And then that performance center, because then that's where your journey begins for you. How? And because, like, you know, I'm a wrestling fan, and, like, you know, I wouldn't say, like I'm an internet, I'm like a casual internet wrestling fan, I would say. Mm-hmm. Like, what I mean by that is just, like, I keep up on certain shit with the program. I can't watch the program, I'll keep up online, but I don't go off and, like, be losing my mind over, like, what happens. But I do like to keep myself informed. And one of the things I know is that the fucking process to get into the WWE is not an easy one.
You got to put in your 10,000 hours, right?
Very, very difficult. Very difficult. But, I mean,
what was yours like?
I had my hardships. I'll say this. Mine, I feel just like every other kind of process and aspect of life. My journey was a bit easier than the group of people before me, than the people prior to me. And they, you know, they kind of paved the way. So I got to give respects to all, you know, workers, promoters, everyone who's been part of the business prior to me, because it kind of helps practice run to get it right for me and the people after me. So I had it fairly smooth compared to how other people did. You know, my journey was still kind of, you know, it's tough. It's a toss up. You never know if it's going to really happen. I lucked out with everything going on at the moment in my life and coming in here, getting here. And now that I'm here, you know, I'm just working hard and still getting a little bit of luck with me just staying here, because it's not easy. You know, it's the best in the world, so they're quick to really sift in and out and kind of grow and change if things isn't going how they need to be. And I get it. It's a business, a very tight-knit business to get into.
Respect. But then also, my bad. Go ahead, Los.
No. Go ahead. Because I was going to do a little segue.
Well, because speaking of that, like, you know, just working hard, you know, and you know, trying to make sure that, you know, that cream is rising to the top. Definitely know you laying that foundation, because if I'm not mistaken, and this is we haven't even gotten into who you are on the screen that people can see. We're just still talking about this foundation. We're talking about these building blocks with you, right? Like, if I'm not mistaken, don't you hold some of them Combine records down there at the WWE? Like, I've seen you.
We didn't even want to bring that up, Dan.
I forgot about that. And you know why I don't really talk about it too much? Because no one had a chance to break it yet. It's not really a record if no one really tries to, you know what I mean, top it, right?
Okay.
We haven't had a combine back, and we haven't had anyone try to go through the ringer and do it again. So maybe if we do one day, things will be different. But, yeah, I hold the deadlift record, 800 pounds, light work.
Legit, like
very,
yo, you
very calm, very calm,
bro.
Very
calm. You know what pissed me off one day? I was like online going through my stories, because that's, I really don't even scroll through Instagram. I go through stories, so I go through the stories and then I get to yours. I always enjoy yours. Then this motherfucker was like, I don't know if it was like maybe 5 or 6, it was something stupid. It was like, but then you did it so casually. And I just remember just sending you, I think I sent you like a throw up face emoji, just like, you disgust me. I was like, this motherfucker, like,
hey, I got my list. I'm sure you might got my list. You might deadlift, you might squat better than me or something. You know, listen, what I'm saying? I got my lift that I'm good at.
I respect it. You strong as shit. But then seeing that, it makes sense. Like, I'm also too. I haven't listened to him a lot lately, but I am a fan of the Jim Cornette experience. I'm going to tie all this in together. And Jim he spoke. Cornette. Oh, that's yo, Jimmy's my man in certain regards. I fuck with Jimmy. But he spoke very. Yeah, you know what I mean, sir? Because he's crazy. Like, you know, Jim is crazy sometimes. Like, yo, you wilding right now. But he was speaking about you, and he spoke very highly about you. And then he was speaking about, I don't know if it was your first match or your second match, but you and the gentleman you guys were going with, you guys kind of got into a snafu kind of sort of thing, and then you basically just muscled him. You just did what you had, like, whatever needed to be done, you got it done. And then Jim was like specifically speaking about that. He was like, just fucking look at this guy. Just boom, boom. And then when I'm watching you, because then when I look at the lifts, I'm just like, oh, it all, like, when people really think like, oh, somebody lifting this heavy shit in the gym doesn't translate out there, like, you know, into the street. I gotta say, for Odyssey fucking Jones, it clearly translates into the fucking streets.
To piggyback over that too, it's like, okay, yeah, we see all the power moves, power slams, power that's power, but then not for nothing, this guy's nimble. You know what I'm saying? This guy used to be a pulling guard. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're pulling tackle. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy. You're like, wait a minute. Why are you this big moving like this? You know what I'm saying? Why are you jumping up and down? Like, you know what I mean? They don't expect big guys to move like that. So,
nah, they definitely don't.
Breaking the mold.
Son, trying to switch it up, bring something new to the WWE, something for the future. You know what I'm saying? You can't be like doing that. The same shit every day. You got to switch it up. You got to.
And to that, 2022, and to that, man. Think of like the NBA. See how the 7-footer is now transforming into this different identity?
Stretch, basically could, a stretch center.
Right. You know what I'm saying? That could
big
be
men with no post moves, but they doing step back threes,
right?
And tween and dribble moves and tween the leg pull ups and shit.
Right. And now you can have 7-footers walking, you know, walking on the cables and jumping off the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, I think though, in terms of basketball, I think it will change. And even in wrestling, I think it will, like, I think it will go, like, I think it will go in cycles. So, like, I think you have big men now that are nimble and do more stuff. And I think eventually it kind of loses its luster because, you know, that's not the appeal for big men. And then same thing as big men in the NBA. Yeah, it's nice that you could shoot threes and stuff, but that's not kind of really the appeal for you as a big man. You so close to the rim and you could protect the rim and you could do so much more damage and at such a higher percentage in the paint than you can out of the paint, no matter how good of a shooter you are, statistically speaking. If you're shooting better threes than in the paint, you're tripping. You what? That don't even especially considering right. you 7 foot plus. I think when that comes, like, there's a reason why it's like that, because, you know, that's what it is. That's just because, you know, you like, I like, no matter how good a stretch big is, I don't think they'll ever be able to shoot better than like a Steph Curry. No matter how nimble or good a big man moves, he ain't never going to be as athletic and nimble as Rey Mysterio. It just
we're talking about all time greats at their respective rights, though. You know what I'm saying? Stupid with it, bro. That 619 was that 619 had everybody trying to be a squirrel monkey.
Yo, it's stupid, yo, bro. Ray stupid with it, like,
and he's still doing it to this day.
That's what I mean. It don't make no sense. 20th
anniversary.
Getting yo, and then the thing is, it's like, here's the thing that disgusts me with Rey Mysterio is that you see the man, and then, like, because I'm someone who likes to, like, I like to just be real and pragmatic about everything in life. So when I'm watching it, I'm just like, okay, there could be an argument made that he hasn't lost a step. Like, there could be a very strong argument made to me that he has not lost a single step.
I mean, I'm sure he lost a step. It's 20
but
years,
But that's what I mean, though. Like, but the fact that he's 20 years in, and we could make an argument. Like, it could be, especially with this latest run he's done. He hasn't been injured. He's been. You see what I'm saying? That's what I mean. Like, we can have a conversation now and be like,
that's why he's a whole favorite. That's why he got a whole showcase on WWE 2K22, the best WWE game since in years. And he's got a whole one of the best part of the game is his showcase, just because it's you know, highlights his career, how amazing it was, and just kind of giving you a feel of the game and kind of just seeing how remarkable he was as an athlete in the ring. I'm telling you, man, y'all gotta check that out.
Listen, that for me, Ray was the guy. Ray was the underdog. And especially for me, I think that once Eddie Guerrero passed, I think it was like we wanted to cling to another underdog, you know what I'm saying? And Ray fit that mold perfectly. When I'm seeing this guy going against Big Show for the heavyweight championship, I'm like, come on, man. How is he gonna win this?
That's why I love him so much, man. That's why he's my favorite. Because, like you said, he's the ultimate underdog. Oh, let me not get that late, man.
Kane ain't had to violate my boy like that either with the world title. Kane ain't had you ain't have to do him like that, Glenn.
Mayor Jacobs.
You know what I'm saying? It's fucked up, Mayor. Why you do my boy like that?
So let me ask you this. What was one of y'all favorite wrestling moments?
Fuck. That's a good
one. Now, it don't gotta be the best one, but it's one of the ones you enjoyed a lot. Like, for me, I enjoy it when Eddie Guerrero beat JBL and he ended his streak and whatever.
Championship.
Yeah. I think it was Hell in a Cell or it was a cage match or something like that.
Yeah.
I was like, I feel like I cried. I was like,
I was because, a big fan of that Taker Shawn Michaels thing. That one at Mania was amazing.
That was that was a disgusting match. Which one? One or two?
Two. The one where they had towards the back end of their careers.
Oh, disgusting. I got one that was like, this is a little off. This is my favorite WWE match, and Justin sometimes calls me out because he's like, you're watching this again. I'm like, yes, shut the fuck up. Armageddon, Hell in a Cell, Undertaker versus Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Rikishi.
Oh, yeah, that's Kurt the best Angle match.
Versus that's Triple H versus the fucking Rock. Undertaker, first of all, the whole match was just fucking chaos.
That's the best match. Not for nothing.
Armageddon, I think it's like I think it's 2000. Bro, let me tell you something.
You know, that's one of the best ones. That's one of the best ones. Rikishi got fucked up.
They ain't had had to do Jimmy and Jay Pox like that, bro. Undertaker Jimmy and Pox like that. Yeah, yo, why they do Pox like yo, what? No, Undertaker was like, good night. Yo, bro. Yo, Triple H and Stone Cold were out there wilding. The Rock is being the Rock. Kurt Angle was the perfect asshole that was like believable and beating people, but you were mad that he was such a bitch. It was like you were supposed to be a killer and you out here acting like a bitch, and he did it so fucking well. Like Kurt Angle,
like super cunning.
But then we gotta remember this was back when like Kurt Angle was being like a little sniveling asshole heel, but it was like, but you can really kill people, but you're just you're fucking cheating.
You're a shoot killer too.
Yo, that's what I mean. Man, like,
you an Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah, so he's like, getting double heat. Angle, like, you know what I mean? It's like he's getting the shit of like the fans mad because we're just like, well, one, he's just being a heel. But then when we look deeper and we're just like, you could really kill them. Why are you cheating? You didn't have to. You're just an asshole. Yeah. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
you could break his whole ankle. Why do you hit him with the ring bell? Like, there's no need for that. There was no need for that.
You just cheated for the fuck of it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, that's violation,
bro. Yeah, I never, you know what it is, because I feel like at that point in time, everybody was cheating. You know what I mean? Everybody was cheating. Yeah, The Rock would just do little things. You know what I mean? The ref look off, hit him, or Triple H to that damn chair or a sledgehammer. What the fuck? He just walk around with a sledgehammer. You know what I mean? Just he got that just bad casual, just in arm's reach. You know what I'm saying?
You know something that's a crazy. Good time,
though. I hope they bring that back. I hope we kind of get towards that.
Yo, that's what I like.
Oh, the entertainment part of it?
Yeah, like the Attitude Era kind of vibes.
How are you like in this current landscape, right? Because we've seen you on the NXT Breakout Tournament. You made it all the way to he made it all the way to the finals. You know what I mean? Had one hell of a match. You know what I'm saying? It didn't go your way. It did go Carmelo Hayes' way. And Carmelo right now is on he's on some other shit.
Yeah,
he's
pushing right now.
Yeah, he violated niggas. Why you doing them like that, Melo? You ain't gotta do them like that, Melo.
Hey, listen, I'm okay. I'm all right.
Him and his mans, they be violent. Like, okay, yo, every time I see them, it's like a clip of them violating somebody. I love it.
I figured if it wasn't oh, at least it's Carmelo. You know what I mean? I'm like, all
right. Right? At least it's somebody, right? Right?
All right. I can take it. You know what I mean?
And then you were doing your thing. Now we know you're right now. You know what I mean? You're doing your thing right now in the lab. When you're in the lab right now, processing right now, just kind of like putting your game plan together. With this current landscape, like, what is it? What do you feel as if that you need to get off your chest when the people see you next? You know what I mean? Like, what is just that one thing you're just like,
revenge?
I know. Nah, like, you know people, what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's easy one for me. The people, they forgot. Like, you know, there's a certain energy that everyone brings, and I know mine is, it's different. It's electric. It hit home with a lot of people, with more people than not. So for me personally, it's my energy. I got a different vibe than other people. I come out with a different, you know, the moment's different. The feel of the moment's different. And, everyone has, you know, their own kind of effect on the moment. But I think mine is real unique. It stands out. It's real kind of, like I said, everyone's individualized. But I think it just really hits home for more people, most people than not. So I think really that's kind of the energy I bring.
I feel like your first match back, boy. Yeah, it's going to be electric. Wait. Chills on the arm. Goosebumps.
I know.
Neck hair standing up. Woo! I'm ready right now.
I know we're talking about first match back. But I know. Because you know what? This could be something. You know, this is WWE. You never know. But I know what I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to see it eventually. And I know I'm going to get it. In what form, I don't know. Okay, I need to see Odyssey. I'm about to. Can you just let me fucking build it, you dick? So I need to see Odyssey Jones go against Volter. Go against motherfucking Volter. That's what I really. Ever since I've seen you, your first match, I was like,
you mean Big Gunther?
Yeah. Oh shit, my bad, Gunther. My bad.
I don't want no smoke.
I was like, who's vulgar?
I was not even trying to be funny, but in my like that's just, you know what I mean? I connect like how I first learned of you of just slapping the shit out of niggas. My bad, Gunther. No,
he really could be slapping the shit out of people too.
but because I've seen him go against big guys, but I've never seen him deal with anybody your size and your.
I ain't worried about him. I ain't worried about him.
It's different. Me neither. I'm not stressing.
I ain't worried about him. I want to see. You gotta bring Braun Strowman out. You gotta bring his ass back. You gotta bring him out the back.
I'll go one on one with anyone toe to toe. I mean, come on now. And I'm always gonna bank on me. Like I could find a way to win every time.
Yeah,
I love it.
Listen, for me, I may be
that
biased.
Match. I feel like that match will bring a whole other side out of you. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like biased. He would like would go to some places. You ready, Gunther?
I may be biased. I may be biased. You know what I mean? He's the hometown. You know, his home team over here. But I'm just saying, my man, you gotta bring them big dogs out if you want to just, you know what I mean? You gotta call Roman in them. You know what I mean? It's the big man. You know what I mean? They say the bigger the man, the bigger the problem. You know what I mean? I gotta go get something to him. You know what I mean? Brock, Braun,
anyone.
Oh, man. Hold on. First of all, Los, you be mad disrespectful right now.
What's up?
And so what else we need to see? If you just listen off names, there's a name that is blatantly in our face that you just completely roll by.
My bad. Who?
Bobby fucking Lashley. I'm sorry.
That
man. Sorry.
My bad.
Want to know against Brock Lesnar?
My bad.
Put some respect on this man's name. Come on now.
I completely forgot about Bobby Lashley. Bobby Lashley's okay, my man. Bobby Lashley
and shoot here and like shoot the problem.
He might look better.
His traps is up here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yo, bro, he's on another fucking level.
But, yeah, no. Yeah, that would be, oh my God.
But I do have to say this though. We do know that like for when those moments get there, right? We know that then the people are gonna now start getting behind Odyssey even more, starting to learn more things about him. What I want to know is besides the electricity that you can bring to the people, what are the main principles of you the man? I don't want to use your first name. they can go to Wikipedia for that. But you, what is you the man bringing to Odyssey that you want, like those main principles of you, Mr. P? You know what I'm saying?
You want a certain number of them or?
Oh, shit, a number of them? Yeah, oh, just you bringing everything.
I don't know. Like off the top of my head, because, you know, obviously we ain't talk about these questions. This is like you really asking me. Off the top of my head, it's consistency, because I don't think people understand the day-to-day that comes into this. This is a lot, bro. Like, you know, you only see people on Raw or SmackDown, but they doing shows all weekend. So, like, that energy, that unique feel, I feel like I could bring that every day. Like, I could do that a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, come back Tuesday, do it again on Wednesday.
Get after it.
Get it again on, you know what I'm saying? I could bring that feel every time. Mm-hmm. I feel like I could do it at a high level and tell a story that's entertaining and people love every time. Or not every time, because obviously nothing, more often than not.
I got you. I hear you on that one. I hear you. So you just, what you the man. And once again, like, I know, I'm trying respecting you as Odyssey. I don't want to use you like you as the man is bringing to Odyssey, the WWE superstar. You're just going to be bringing energy, consistency, ruthlessness. You know, you can bring smiles. We've not seen you bringing smiles.
The happy monster. Hey, I kind of like that. That kind of caught me. I was like, happy monster.
Like, yo, that's son, like, bruh, you, because that's what you like, yo, because when I watch you across the screen, it's just like, he's out here smiling, having a good time.
Having time of my life.
Like, imagine if he just fucking
like a big ass kid.
Like, what they gonna do?
I mean,
like, what they gonna, like, you know what I mean? Like, literally, like, it's a bit like just bam, like, you're just like bam, bam, like, happy bam, bam. Like, what up, everybody? Oh, my bad, you caught the elbow. My bad. Let me get this 1, 2, 3 real fast.
Yeah.
My bad. I didn't even do that to you, player.
You fell into my finisher. Oh, damn. I'm sorry.
Now, have to ask this, just because you were super just authentic, super just about, you know, just the authenticity with you is just is real. Like I happen to know you. So like I know what I'm seeing. I'm like, oh, he's not bullshit. You as a black man, what is the, especially now with you know the world highlighting certain things, and especially WWE, like a lot of places talk this shit, but WWE actually walks it. Like, you know what I mean? Like you know what I mean? Like, you know, shout out to them. But you as a black wrestler, like what extra thoughts come through your mind, if any, if there are any, you know what I mean? That you, because you may not have any. I mean, you may just be like, I'm just doing what I got to do, and then like people connect. Or is there anything in the back of your mind you're just like, you know, okay, like you kind of know the larger purpose that you kind of have.
I feel that. Damn, that's a good question. You know, I feel like first things first. Yes, I do think of it because, you know, my image is one, my brand. And what I represent and what I could do in the future, or what I, you know, all that. And it also does affect the people that look just like me. You know, we're in the year 2022. Not every black guy has to be big and angry. Not every black guy has to be, you know, not every dark skinned guy got to be the villain. Not every guy with locks got to be a criminal. So, you know, we to a point in time that I think we could take steps of creating characters and creating images that haven't been seen before, just because the society, our society as a whole, is more accepting to this counter to the narrative kind of imagery of specific people, and in this instance, black men in wrestling, and black women in wrestling in the black community.
And y'all been showing out
on there, yeah, top to bottom. Time, man, it's a good time to be here, and you know, a lot of us, you know, because we all feel the same. You know how it is. We all watching the same stuff. And, you know, the few times I see, I'm not saying we all talk every time, like there's not like a big all black group chat.
Of course, yeah,
but
yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? But like, you know.
Yeah, for people listening, yeah, nah, it's not like that. It's not like that.
We you know, see each other and kind of reach out and show love. I get, you know, messages from people trying to keep my head up and stuff. And, you know, I always show love back. So, you know, we kind of root for each other. Sometimes, you know, more openly than others, but we do be rooting for each other.
Shout out. Los, you was going to say something, my bad.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, like you guys were saying about the avenues in which the black characters could, you know, where they can take it, where they can navigate it. I think that what, you know, is basically what you're saying before is like, it's reflective on society. And then I think that the more society is willing to break down stereotypes and norms that we are conditioned to, is the more we can actually play with and make more and add to the story of these black characters, you know, for these
kind of things. And then
characters in general,
new dynamics that we haven't had before. And I think, you know, not to toot my own horn, I think, but you know, I'm a representation of that, you know, as a larger man, a larger black man with the large beard, the dreadlocks, I'm a baby face. Big men don't be baby faces. Usually I'm angry.
And you're smiling.
I have the time of my life beating ass.
Having a good fucking time, bro.
It's like Leonard Fournette when he gets tackled.
Man. I ain't worried about a thing. All I gotta do here is, you know what I'm saying? You be black and die. So
I'm not mistaken. I'm 99% sure I saw this, but I must ask you, because I'm pretty sure I remember when I saw it. You had the purple and black singlet on,
yeah,
right? You hit a motherfucker with a cross body, didn't you?
Yeah, I hit a few of them things.
Yo,
you
did. I know
that's what I'm saying, and that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Jump on somebody real quick. Catch them slipping.
Bro, you did that. Yo, me and Justin looked at each other. I was like, I think O killed dog. I said, dude, it's over. I said, it's put him in the body bag. It's over. Let's go to corridor. You know what I'm saying? Pronounce that at the scene. My man is over with, bro. So that is, but then that goes back to what Los was talking to you about, was saying earlier, just in regards to you being able to move. And then even what you were speaking about earlier, just in regards, like, you know, you know, big men kind of go through metamorphism right now in WWE, but then, you know, obviously things like, you know, Perpetualum is always going to swing, right?
Yeah.
We know that you in the lab right now. Are you going, I'm going to ask this question like this. Are you going to catch the Perpetualum momentum, or are you going to change it?
So, you know, I think that's a you got some good questions. You know, I think just by being a part of it, and just by being a part of the business and in the industry at the time I am, and you know, if I manage to create longevity and everything, I'll change it. But I think now that I'm starting to kind of grow more and I'm not as new to everything, I'm kind of starting to build my own style that I feel will be very unique to me. And like not, I say duplicable, but like, you know, you'll see it and you'll understand that that's, you know, kind of my kind of thing. And, you know, we all do the same moves, but I'll do it my way. You know, we speak about the pendulum swing and the movements and athleticism for big men. I'm just going to do what I could do. You know, I know I'm, you know, I know I'm strong. I deadlift the 800, which means I got a little bit of explosion and some pop in me. And I got weight behind me at 400.
Just a little bit.
You know, you know what I'm saying? So if you
just
get
a little bit of weight behind you, just a little bit.
Enough. So you know what I'm saying? Get, like, you know, this Mack truck moving real quick and real fast and kind of catch people off guard. I think I could do enough damage to, you know, at least keep them down long enough for the 1-2-3. You know, a lot of those guys in there, they got heart. Little men, they take a beating sometimes. So, you know, you got
to. They're going to take one. And they're going
to
take.
You got to find a way to put flatten them out real quick.
Don't kick out. Don't kick out.
Sometimes you're doing that kind of casual, thinking that it's light work, and they catch you, you know, not paying attention. So I got to really focus on, you know, coming back and really using my explosion, my power, and my strength, and my size to my advantage, and kind of take those three, put in conjunction, and kind of and make
that's,
it.
That's really crazy. That's crazy that you speak of that, because I remember a time where you did get got. You did get got. It's by the coach you with a little roll up. I was like, what?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. Son,
oh, man. Like you should have, you know,
I watched the tape.
You in there. You in there.
Let's go.
Okay. As long as you know.
It's just going to be a different kind of intent. You know, the first time through, you know, I was just happy to be there. And now, obviously, I'm still happy to be there, but I'm trying to take over because I know I got something that other people don't got. And I know I have something that has the potential to be very good in this business, this company, this brand, if it's NXT, Raw, SmackDown, and in the wrestling community and world and history as a whole. So I'm going to do what I could do to bring out, you know, maximize my potential and most importantly, maximize my personality and just show something the world's never seen before. You feel me? Kind of change up how we look at big men, big black men, you know, in the wrestling world, the wrestling community, and just give a new kind of fresh look, a new feel to everything.
In the words of like, you know, the late great Teddy Ray, he about to be on his player shit. He about to be on his player shit.
I'm coming back ready. You know, I'm coming back, you know, I feel I've been out most of the year, so I feel like I got to play catch up. So that means, you know, everywhere from in the weight room, in the ring, and everywhere. So we'll see.
The energy I'm getting from this right now, I feel like you on your 2006 Eastern Conference Finals LeBron right now. Miami Heat LeBron. You know what I mean? When you're looking down, he's looking up. That look, you know what I mean? I feel like you on that. I don't want to say it's a revenge tour, but I think it is a revenge tour, but to everybody, because it's to remind people, it's to make sure that they didn't forget, you know what I mean? It's to reiterate,
put people on notice,
to reassure, you know what I'm saying? I feel like this is very, it's similar to my path, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, I feel forgotten. I feel on the back burner, you know what I'm saying?
That's really how I feel.
And it's humbling. But now, you know what I mean? Now it's like, all right.
Now it's time to go.
You can do nothing but laugh.
Perfect, bro. That's how I feel. I felt exactly how you would feel if you've been out for 7-8 months, just forgotten, like a broken toy left in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I got sent to the toy store, put back together, and I'm in that plane. I'm ready to rock. You feel me?
Shit about to get how, can, how can Andy forget about me?
But Tuesday, like I said before, I was talking to someone the other day. You know, any Tuesday night, I could be popping out because I'm real. When I say real close, I'm real like. I'm day to day, as they would say. I'm real, real close.
Oh, you're the pub list.
Oh shit! You like David Bakhtiari? You the draft? You about to you know what I'm saying? You in practice right now?
Yeah.
Off the PUP list. Let's go.
Any Tuesday night, 8 o'clock, USA Network. You might be seeing me popping out, come there, screaming and high flying through that. Crowd through that everything through the curtain, all that you never know.
Hey man,
let me tell you something. If you get a running start to the rim and do anything, I am going to lose it. If I see
everybody gonna lose it,
bro. If you see hit the curtain like you knew he was running from the back.
I can't. Like, I can't.
Oh, I'm gonna be like, oh shit, everybody's dead.
I can't even speculate.
It's done.
I can't even fathom that for his first time coming back, like him just sprinting out. I feel like him ripping the curtain down and just being there, but like definitely absorbing it all. I can't just sprinting to the ring. It's like, come on, he's got to be on a mission.
Because I'm imagining like. Some old school kind of attitude. I refuel shit. So I'm feeling like when we get old back, and once again, I'm not. This is just fan imagination. Fan imagination.
Hey, no one knows what happened until it happens, right?
Yeah, right. Like this is literally just like I'm just shooting this shit. I'm just imagining some like attitude ever type shit. I don't know if O was helping somebody. I don't know. You know what?
Oh,
Who was that? Who was that tall fucking fella? He had the cardigan. He ended up being real nice. He was in your tournament. He was about 6'7", 6'6". I think he's from the UK, maybe.
Duke Hudson.
Yeah, I know y'all had a little bit of an issue prior. I don't know. Yeah. You know what I mean? He's tall, but you know what I mean?
Child's play.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I don't. I knew they had an issue. Come on. So I don't know if Duke Hudson's maybe talking to somebody. Hey, listen, I don't know if Carmelo's maybe talking to somebody because they have unfinished business. I don't know what's happening.
We need to spin the block on Melo.
I don't know what's happening. You know what I'm saying? So you see, I don't know, or maybe I don't know, maybe oh. We don't know who Odyssey got issues with. Loge, I mean, maybe Odyssey may want to have a conversation with Brown. I don't know. All I'm saying is that
anybody could get it at this point.
Yeah, but that's when the time comes, it's gonna come. It depends, you know, who knows what's happening. I'll be seeing if there's an opportunity to, you know, maybe make a new friend or an opportunity to find someone to
help out, hang out with. Yeah,
or hurt. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. Someone in my way of what I want. You know what I'm saying? You take it as it is and see what happens, you know.
Hey man, listen.
You know, when the opportunity's knocking, but I promise you, I'm sitting back there watching. So
big man guy eat. See, that's what I mean. Know. Like you just sitting back there, you could be in the locker room. I see some shit happening, and then O just deciding, like, you know what? I'm about sick of it. Let's go.
Yeah.
And then I just imagine him just running and then officials trying to stop him.
Because
he's coming from the back. He's not supposed to be doing the shit he's about to do. He's coming from the back. And they try to stop him in Gorilla. He runs through him. He hits the curtain. He goes out there.
If this man
he does what he does, any, I hope he's smiling at the end of it. Maybe he's not. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's over with.
Yeah, but that's what I'm about to say. Any
like the fucking fourth Rakage in this bitch.
Yeah, I don't know what they measure. I don't know what they measure inertia with, right? But if it's 0.1 or 2, any 2 units of measurement of inertia, don't get this man downhill, please. Referee? You said my referee? That's a last. No! Please!
Right? And then Odyssey,
we gotta stop!
Odyssey's gonna end up. My bad. It's not with y'all.
Yeah. That's a Derrick Henry stiff arm. This man's in the wall. Man's in the wall. I think I'm bleeding to my chest.
Yeah, I'm gonna be ready though. I'm gonna be ready.
It's gonna be a lituation when you come back to the WWE universe. Thank you for your time, brother. Thank you for everything that you have done, and thank you for everything that you will be doing in the future. I can't wait to see the chaos and the nonsense. What's going on, Los?
I'm just saying before we wrap this up, man. Dean, you did a good job of introducing this man. I got hyped.
Oh.
I want to run my head into the wall. I want this man to sign off and give us a drop for BTB so I can go get amped and go do whatever I need to do.
Ooh. All right.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
You said as no in what?
Yeah, you. I'm talking to you.
I can't do it like Dean, but I'll give it up.
No, but this is you. This is as you. We're not.
Yeah. I'll give it a try.
Oh, watch, you about to kill it.
Alright. Y'all listening to Black of the Berry, one of the greatest, one of the best, one of the freshest out there on Long Island. Mm-hmm. We wrap it up right now with your future favorite Odyssey Jones. Ooh. My man Dean up there. My man, Madman Loso over there. Uh-huh. And we logging out smooth, calm, collective, and ready for the week, baby.
Right now.
Stay blessed, y'all.
Sound the alarm! Sound the alarm! Player. Nothing else need to be said. Keep it player.
A player.